Open your eyes. No, nothing's wrong. I just need you. I need your cock. I figured that would get your attention, yes. I woke up so fucking horny. Give me your hand. See? So wet. God, your fingers feel so good. I know how hard you get in the morning. You want me to take care of you? I want you so much. We have to be quiet, baby. Keep your eyes closed. I want you in my mouth. Yeah, I know I said I'm super horny, but you should just know by now that nothing gets me hotter than sucking your cock. Well, you know you can have your breakfast too. I'll just get on top of you like this. So you can lick my pussy while I suck you. You know, calling it 69 is so passé. In our case, this is, breakfast in bed. Oh. It when you squeeze my ass and spread me open. Just slip your tongue in my hole. And push your hips up to thrust down my throat. Before the kids wake up and chaos commences again. No. Let me. I woke you up to fuck, so let me ride you. I know you like watching my tits bounce when I'm on top. We get interrupted before I can come all over this gorgeous cock. I'm gonna be so pissed for the rest of the day. Oh my god, baby. Oh my god, baby. Oh. those times where I really don't want you to last very long. I want you to come. Yeah, I know. I know my pussy's crazy, right? Yeah, it feels so fucking good. Oh, that's how your cock feels to me. Oh, grip my hips, yes, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, I'm not gonna last very long, oh my god, just in time too. I can hear the kids running around downstairs. Though I'm tempted to just ignore them and let them fend for themselves. Well, I mean, I'm not technically the hired babysitter anymore. You can't fire me, but I do like getting reprimanded. No. I've got it. This is supposed to be your vacation, and I know work has been crazy. I'll feed them. You can shower and get dressed, and then we'll trade off. Hey, I love you. All right, you little heathens. What do you want for breakfast? Oh, yeah? Well, grab the eggs, and I'll show you how to scramble them. Hey, you. I brought you something to drink. Kids are asleep. It's just you and me. I'm coming over. I want to sit in your lap. Your chair just looks way comfier than this one. Maybe because you're in it. See? Isn't your lap so much better when my butt's on it? Oh yeah, they went out like a light as soon as I read them their story. That trip to the zoo really helped wear them out. So, are you nervous? Now that we're alone, you're in grave danger. You're practically defenseless. Listen, man, I've been ovulating and it's making me crazy horny. Oh, that too. I'm still definitely a slut for you. God. What a beautiful night. I love everything about our life. It's hard to believe just a couple years ago, you were the hot divorced dad and I was the sweet, innocent babysitter. That was too innocent. Okay, yeah, the fact you caught me fooling around with a guy on your couch while you were out maybe negates that innocence part. And, of course, then there was the throwing myself at you. But I'm glad that we finally gave in to each other, because this, you and me, well, that's been the best thing that's ever happened. And you? Are you happier? Have the last 2 years been as great for you as they have for me? We did get pretty lucky with each other, didn't we? And you've seemed happier. It's nice to see you more relaxed. And I love our kids. It's crazy to say this, but I kinda love being a housewife. Well, you're the breadwinner, and you do win a lot of bread, so. I love the way you take care of me. And the kids. And you made me a mother. I adore our blended family. And, oh yeah, you still fuck me like a goddamn beast. I may be a little Stepford these days, but I'm still a freak. You can smirk at me all you want, but I know for a fact that you love coming home, sneaking a quickie while the kids are at the park and the baby is napping, and enjoying a home-cooked meal with the family after I drain those big balls of yours. Actually, speaking of your balls, I would love to drain them right now. I've been thinking about it, and I'd really, really like you to get me pregnant again. I loved it, and I want to have another baby. Come on, we can make our own hockey team and piss off all the other parents. And besides, don't act like me laying pressed against you like this with my boobs all smushed against you hasn't been turning you on. I mean, don't you want to slide your thick, throbbing cock deep inside my hot, tight pussy and fuck another baby into me? Breed your former babysitter right here by the bonfire in my blue jeans. Yeah, well, see, I've been doing a little research. Well, okay, I've been watching porn while you're at work and the kids are in school. That's basically research. Anyway, I came across some videos where the guy just cuts the girl's jeans open and fucks her while she's still wearing them. And I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. I want you to do that to me. Mm-hmm. And I brought scissors with me when I came out here to get you started. I love it when you manhandle me. You make me feel like the most beloved filthy slut in the world. Oh, fuck. Just be careful. Just... Fuck. I love it when you leave bite marks on my ass. Do I look pretty like this? With my juicy ass spilling out of my clothes? Oh, okay. I guess the idea of getting me knocked up again is really working for you, is it? I do remember you being obsessed with my heavy breasts and growing tummy. And God, I was so horny the entire time I was pregnant, so that worked very well for me. So, I also brought out these vibrating anal beads. You didn't think I was going to go on vacation to the cabin without them, did you? They're practically the first thing I packed. Anal beads, toothbrush, deodorants, you know, the main three. Well, we haven't used them in ages, and I don't want you thinking just because we're married that our freaky sex life is dead. Oh, what are you doing? I'm cutting my panties off. All right, well, now who's eager? Mm. The lube is in my beach bag, too. I'll get in position. Oh, my God. I can feel the first one pressing against my hole. Oh my God. Oh, my ass is so full. Keep going. I can take it. Oh God, yes. Is it all the way in? Oh my God. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, my mouth? Of course you can fuck it. You know nothing gets me wetter. You want me to beg? Please, sir. Please fuck my mouth. Look at my tongue. Oh, doesn't it look so soft and pink? Please let me lick your shaft and suck your balls and get you ready to breed me. Intensity with the beads vibrating. I can't take any more waiting. I need your cock inside me. Are you leaving the beads in my ass while you fuck me? And that's gonna be so intense. I bet you'll feel them as you thrust. Face down, ass up. Ruin my pussy while you ruin my jeans. Fuck yes, please. Oh my god. Oh, holy. Turn up the setting. Are you comfortable like that? With me on all fours. On the lounge chair while you're standing at the end and pushing yourself in and out of my tight. What a pussy. Shouldn't make too much noise. I don't want the kids to hear me caterwauling out here and come out and see us like this. God. Oh, yes. Go deeper. Pull me up by my tits and play with them while you fuck me. Can you feel the beads vibrating as you thrust in and out of me? Oh, fuck, that is so hot. These jeans are gonna be destroyed. It's gonna be fucking worth it. Oh, yeah. Oh, pull me back against you with the belt loops. Oh my god. Oh, that feels so good. Fingers in my mouth.
Oh, it's so fucking hot. I'm gonna drool all over myself.
Intense. And did you fill up my pussy? Help me get the beads out. Oh my God. Do me a favor. And take a picture of my ass and pussy and these destroyed jeans. I want to see my slutty self the way that you do. Wait, you want me to say cheese? Cheese. Let me see. Oh, that's hot. You should make that your phone wallpaper. I love you. Come here. Cuddle me. I'm not getting up right away. I'm trying to get knocked up here. I'm kind of bummed that we're going back home soon. I like the lake house. I love having a fire and snuggling under the stars. Feeling little drops of your cum slipping out of me after you absolutely ruined my pussy and my jeans. What are you doing? Rubbing my belly? Aww. You love me and you want me to have your baby. You're the best father. But we're gonna have to keep trying until it takes. Just like last time. So, you better be ready. You've got like, let me see your watch. 25 more minutes and then I'm gonna wanna go again. We have limited time before the kids wake up again. And I'm gonna make the most of it. I know. Such a heavy cross you bear. Hey, maybe we should do it on the dock. Well, we haven't defiled it yet.